Welcome to the winter solstice. To celebrate the turning of the year, we offer this audio meditation from First Unitarian Church of Rochester. We begin with a story, and then at minute 6, we turn to ritual. You can listen to it however and whenever you'd like, but we suggest entering into ritual by heading outside. If that's not possible or desirable, you can set up an altar at home, something as simple as a candle on a table or a view out the window. Wherever you are, identify where the four directions lie: east, south, west, and north. When these directions are named, be prepared to turn your body toward that direction, or simply your attention, or perhaps light a candle for each direction. During the ritual, you'll be invited to articulate an intention for the coming year, something that you hope to release yourself into. You can do this with a pen and paper, or simply by imagination. On this longest night, we welcome you.
Many of you know me by name. I am Zeus, God of the sky, ruler above all gods and goddesses, and the great protector. I come to tell you a tale about the ancient cycle, the one that has turned your garden into its hard wintry decay, and this sky to fill with a crisp, desolate air. Some of you know the tale already, or know it told a different way, but this night bids us to recall it. My wife, Demeter, is the goddess of all growing things, and it is from her power that your food has prospered in the summertime. And she, who has governed all of your mortal knowledge of plants, grain, and the cultivation of crops, it is she who, in the time of the sun, bears forth your seeds to fruition. Our daughter, Persephone, lovely like her mother, is the goddess of spring and has influenced your fertility, your fruits and flowers, with freedom to blossom and birth. She has caused the waters to be drawn into root and all leaves and new wings to unfurl. The two of them are so close, closer than any kin in the universe. This is how you have such abundant beauty and bounty every spring and into summer. This nurture of my family has fed your fields and tables for all time. How sweet the circle of their love and embrace. How sweet the circle that takes all of you through March to September in such colorful wonder and glory. But, as is the case every year, my daughter chooses to take leave. She returns to the underworld, descending to the darkness in the land of the dead, where she lives as her queen with her husband Hades. So is her choice and her happiness and love. But here, she leaves behind her mother, who suffers at the separation, though it happens year after year. Here upon the earth where you dwell, my wife grieves the loss of our beloved daughter to the underworld and withdraws her powers of generativity and creative force. What once was her blessing to grow and breed all things green and wonderful turns inward into herself, and with that, the world withers. This separation from our child breeds its own power internally. She walks alone without consolation, not even from me, for 6 months. Hers is a force of incredible hope buried in a maternal heart, a longing and belief in what may be possible to come, a resourcing of life that is veiled and yet growing and moving. And so in the ancient cycle, you now must survive the harsh and fierce wintry hours in which the will of all living things hibernates and slows due to my wife's grievous letting go. In the clutch of piercing winds, gray landscapes, and the long and seemingly endless nights as this, take courage as we await for our daughter, the goddess of spring, to reemerge in her time.
Now is the time to head outside or to sit at your altar. If you need more time than this chant allows, simply hit pause before we begin to call the directions. Hail to the guardians of the Watchtower of the East, element of air, cardinals and great horned owls, howling winds and rising smoke of the bonfire, ancestors whose song and words instruct and inspire us to live our values. On this longest night, we welcome you.
Hail to the guardians of the Watchtower of the South, element of fire, dragons and salamanders, sparks of the hearth fire, ancestors whose faith and perseverance kept the fire of hope alive. On this longest night, we welcome you.
Inside your heart, there grows a spark.
Hail to the guardians of the Watchtower of the West, elements of water, salmon, turtles, and merpeople, fierce snowfalls, frozen lakes, and the middle passage, ancestors whose blood, sweat, and tears have filled the well of our resilience. On this, the longest night, we welcome you.
Hail to the guardians of the Watchtower of the North, element of earth, hibernating snakes and bears, snow-capped mountains and deep, dark caves, ancestors whose labor tilled the soon frozen grounds upon which we live. On this longest night, we welcome you.
Take our fear, take our pain, take the darkness into the earth.
We call the quarters, welcoming the ancestors who inspire us to live our values, those who kept the fire of hope alive, they who filled the well of our resilience, and the ancestors whose labor tilled the near-frozen ground. Some of these ancestors we know by name. I invite you now to speak aloud the names of your ancestors who you know by name, or call them to your mind and heart and hold them there.
The circle closes between the world.
to and out of darkness we come.
With a story and song and drum.
Now in the deep heart of winter.
To honor the season, we enter.
Underground with fire burning.
Round and round, turned and turning.
We hail the dark and welcome light.
Within the deep of solstice night.
Deep, deep, deep into the heart of the winter. Deep, deep, deep into the womb of the mother. Deep, deep, deep where there is no other song but the song of my
into the heart of the winter. Here we are. You where you are, I where I am, Earth dwellers always moving in our planetary dance. I invite you to find a stillness and join me in the spirit of meditation. Feel the cold air around you, or imagine the world outside. The wind. Settle into this place, into this moment, into your breath. Turn your attention inward. Deep, deep, deep. May you encounter the song of your soul. Our home is tilting away from our star, and today there's a pause. Tonight, a shift. Let go of harsh divisions and let yourself go into this cosmic dance. If you are grieving or lonely, if you are lost or scared, if you are suffering or hurting, may you know care and love. May you know the warmth of fire and the stillness of night. Here in the darkness, veiled and underground, there is also always movement and growth. Round and round the earth is turning, turning always into morning, and from morning into night. In this ancient cycle of letting go, there is a healing power. Buried in our hearts, in all that longing and wonder, here too is the dormant seed waiting to become. Within you is too an incredible hope. We call back the light. But first into this pause, let us pour ourselves. Please join me just for a moment in stillness. Let us rest in the dark that holds us all. I invite you now to name an intention for the coming year. If you're outside and the ground is frozen, place a rock or a pine cone or something over your intention for the coming winter. If you carry this intention only in your heart, press it ever still into the ground of your being. Come, let the light return.
Guardians of the North, element of Earth, we thank you for your presence and blessings this longest night. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell.
Guardians of the West, element of water, we thank you for your presence and blessings this longest night. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to return.
Guardians of the South, Element of Fire, we thank you for your presence and blessings this longest night. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell.
Hail, Guardians of the East, Element of Air. We thank you for your presence and blessings on this longest night. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell. Our ritual is done, the longest night begun. We have released the circle as it was cast, unwinding sacred thread from first to last.
May the